Hi, church family, and welcome to another episode of One Accord, our new podcast. And today's episode is a special one. It is our special Mother's Day episode. And so I figured, you know, since I'm not a mum, I should have a few of our mums from our church come on our podcast and share their insight about motherhood. And I guess I'm coming from the vantage point of being the recipient of all that mothering. And if you know my mum, I often call my mum Mother Job, because she has a lot of patience. But we've got some special guests with us today, and we're glad for their time. I've got my wife, Azariah. Hi, Azariah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I sort of had to. No, I'm just joking. No. We were talking about this podcast, and we were thinking about, you know, how do we make it where we did something for our mums and also helped our church have some insight. So I'm glad you're here. And, you know, if my mum is patient, my wife is extra patient. So I'm glad for her. And then we've got Sister Deidre. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, Pastor. Happy to be here.
Good. And we're glad for you and Brother Naranjan, of course, such a big part of our church and in the adult ministries and helping with the small groups. And we're so glad over the course of this time to just see the small groups continue. And I think that's been such a big part of keeping our church together. So we appreciate you and of course, seeing your children grow up in our church as well. And that's been a joy over the years. And we've also got Sister Marianne Valena.
Thank you for having me.
And we're glad for your time. And Sister Marianne and her family, they've grown in our church over the years. And we're glad even your youngest one is in the teen group. Time flies.
That's right, the surprise child.
Oh, secrets already coming out. This is a really good grand episode.
Well, he's younger than some of my grandkids, so yes, his is
But he's a good kid, and we're so glad for your family. And I've seen them over the years just grow in the church as well. And and again, I'm just amazed, you know, as I sit here with you ladies, just thinking about all of the children that's represented in your families, how time has really flown. Have you felt that way in regard to motherhood? Has motherhood flown for you all?
Definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially for me, having a child, well, my eldest, Ted, is 33. And then having a 12-year-old, you can see the gap there. Mac, for instance, and Megan are closest to Ryan. And you can see them sort of mothering, like having Ryan under their wings. So, yeah, you can see. You can really see how time just, you know, went past so quickly.
And over the course of that, your time as mums, what do you feel like has been sort of the biggest change in your families over the years? How about you, Sister Deidre? What are some things that, you know, you felt like over the years just happened so quickly?
The kids being independent and being on their own, you don't really prepare for that. You don't see that coming so fast, because it, just like we spoke about, time flies. And that's something that really happened very fast for me. And just to see their independence and being on their own.
And of course, you've got Shemaiah, Sarai, and Soren. And how old are they now?
Soren's 24, wow. Sarai's 21, and Shemaiah is 20.
So they're all in that sort of college and just after college. And of course, Soren, one of our missionaries, and over in Sri Lanka. But then your girls are home during this whole time. They had to fly back over the after studying in the States, but just fly back during this time. How's that been recently for you?
That's been wonderful, absolutely. Yeah. Just enjoying the time. It would have been a very different isolation period for us, if not for the girls. Yeah. So, and because of the age and the stage they're in, you really don't have to take care of them. So it's a time of fun and just, you know, enjoying the company and the times and just the singing and the games and the competition that goes on. But it's just been every day. It's been a really good day for us.
And has there been any COVID baking? I've noticed that's a trend. Have you ladies noticed that?
Like, you can tell from looking at us that there has been a lot of baking going on. Yes, and like everybody else, it's been fun.
Yeah, and it has been. It's been different, but there's been a lot of positive, I think, in spite of all the negativity that's out there.
Yeah.
I think there's been a lot of positive for families. And this is funny asking you this. So we speak a lot about, you know, our kids, and we've got younger children, and we're sort of still, you know, as parents, journeying through that, you know, it seems like early stages. So Azra, tell us, and please feel free to, just tell us what's been the you feel like been the quickest thing transition so far for us, just from your perspective.
To be honest, I haven't really noticed if there were quick transitions. I think because you're always in a constant state of transition. So I remember thinking those tireless days of having a newborn baby and thinking, when am I going to get 6 hours of sleep back, you know, and feeling like it was the longest day ever. But in hindsight, I remember all the mothers telling me, enjoy it while it lasts. It's not going to last very long. It's just a season. And it really is. So each one really for me has been quick in its own right. But in the moment, it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been doing a lot of reminiscing, you know, and the kids, they just sort of grab our phones and they love scrolling back on their photos. And it's funny, they're at the stage where they find themselves very cute, you know. So they'll look at themselves as a baby and they're like, oh, I was so cute. And they're not even bashful about it. Like, they're just saying, and they're comparing, like, no, I was the cutest. Yeah. So it's been fun to sort of go back and sort of get their perspective as well. And that's sort of how we've occupied some of our evenings, and you know, it's not really a long history. I mean, Vicky is 10, she's turning 11, but even then she can flick back and sort of remember some things, and then her brothers as well. So no doubt, I'm sure in your households there's been some reminiscing a little bit, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was asking whether I should bring some photos, but I was told to careful what I bring. So
you know, you could definitely do that. We could easily pop that on the video. So please send them through later on. That'll be great.
No, it's just incredible, as you say, this time. Although, you know, there are the downside, of course, is, you know, people are indoors. Some people can't work, unfortunately, can't earn their living. Mm. We still live in this country where we're fortunate enough that we have support from the government.
Yeah.
But on the upside, you get to spend more time with your family.
Yeah.
And you get to see what's really important. Yeah. You know, in times like this, you realize, well, you know, you need to have a livelihood.
Mm.
It's good to have, you know, somewhere to go to for work. But at the same time, family is really important. Mm. You know, time with your family, you know, just bonding and sharing stories and, you know, just watching them grow. I mean, most of my kids are growing up, but it's still good to see that how they're developing into young men and women. And, you know, even Ryan, I say to him all the time, you're a person now, you've got your own personality, you know. So yes, it is incredible. It's a time that I thought we will just see in movies, but it's happening to us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I was just thinking this week, leading up to Mother's Day, there's so much in the Bible that speaks of motherhood in a positive light, and obviously it is a positive thing.
Mm.
And, you know, I think about the kind of influence that mothers can have on their children. Obviously, you see the example of Lois and Eunice in the life of Timothy, and all of the women in the Bible that God highlights. And that's the amazing thing about our God, is that He highlights not just the you know, sort of the what we can sometimes define as the stereotypical leading man, but He highlights so many key ladies in the Bible as well. And I think God does that because He obviously He designed the household. And He designed the calling of motherhood. It's such an important one. You know, as I said at the beginning in my introduction, I'm a recipient of that, knowing my mom and then also my grandmother, who was the one that led me to the Lord. And then also over the course of my time here at the church, even as the pastor, being mothered by